Come on, why don't you clap your hands to the Lord? Come on, let's praise the Lord a moment. Clap your hands and let out a great shout of praise unto the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is a great impartation in this room right now. And yes, the blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk. That is a foregone conclusion. People with pain in their bodies, that's going to leave immediately. Disease in your body is going to leave immediately. Back pain is going to go. Knee pain is going to go. Shoulder pain is going to go. Diabetes has to go. MS has to go. Tumors have to go. Cancer has to go. Matter of fact, there are miracles happening right now in this atmosphere. I can feel the gifts of healing and the working of miracles and the gifts. I feel the gift of faith here right now. If you can feel that wave and that wind of the Spirit already just striking this place like a tsunami, you ought to lift up your hands and begin to speak with other tongues. Miracles are going to happen tonight. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, I'm already healed, and now God is going to confirm it. Say that again like you mean it. But those physical miracles are just a very small part of what God wants to do in this room tonight. Deliverance and victory and emotions being stabilized and minds being made right and pain, emotional pain, all those are small things. You'll have to forgive me. I don't ever feel any obligation to do anything but follow the Holy Ghost. And I know you're great pastor, and I know he doesn't want me to do anything but follow the Holy Ghost. Just something in the atmosphere that's so unique. miracles and signs and wonders, and we're going to have all of that, but that's so small. That's a moment. That's just a moment in the grand scheme of what God is wanting to do in these last days. Why don't you sit down a moment? Is that okay? And then we'll do something. It's a small part of what God is wanting to do in these last days. And I keep feeling like I need to apologize because this is so unusual. But I feel very unusual right now. I feel like God is getting ready to launch this church into a new dimension of the Spirit that you have never been to before, where signs and wonders and miracles and outpourings are just going to be the common occurrence. What God is about to spiritually impart into people and into ministries, into the callings that are about to come upon this body, and the things that you have cried into your pillows at nighttime and said, God, I feel like you've forgotten me, and I want to be used, and is it too late for me? Is there a chance in these last days that I could do something significant in this last moment of all those tears that you have cried into your pillow? Those have not gone unseen, but God has ordained this moment. God has ordained this moment in time because God's going to awaken some things and release some things, and some opportunities in ministry are about to open up for people, and the gifts of healing and the working of miracles and the gift of faith is going to be released into this church. And saints in this church, hear me, I said saints in this church are going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover immediately. We were just in the nation of Bangladesh 3-4 weeks ago, and it was very significant, the things that God did in the opening two nights. And I feel the Holy Ghost so strong. There's a release. The opening two nights of that crusade, we were fighting against such spiritual wickedness and such false doctrine and false religion. And the majority of our crowd, 80% of our crowd, was Muslim and Hindu. And they came wondering if God was real. And they didn't know if he was real. They didn't know if there was power in the name of Jesus. They weren't sure if our God was the one and only God. And so in the opening night, we decided that we were going to focus, opening two nights, we were going to focus on miracles so that every one of those Muslims and Hindus would know that there was only one God and his name was Jesus. In two nights of crusade services, we saw 6,300 notable miracles. Blinded eyes were opened. Every blind person in the crowd received their sight. Every deaf person in the crowd received their hearing. Every wheelchair, every person that came in a wheelchair left running. Every withered hand stretched forward and was healed. As a matter of fact, the mayor of that region walked onto the platform on Saturday night and said, "What kind of magic do you people have that would enable the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk?" He said, "Never in my life have I seen magic that's so powerful that causes every person in the crowd to be healed." What magic is this? I was standing there with Brother Corbin when he said, "Sir, this ain't no magic." He said, "There is power in the name of Jesus." He said, "When you say Jesus," he said, "you are calling on the name of the only wise God who knows all and sees all and inhabits all and can do all." He said, "When you say Jesus, there are no limitations, no matter what it is, what the disease is, how long you've been sick, how long you've been..." After two nights of notable miracles, we came on Sunday night to preach the gospel. Everybody believed in Jesus. In a matter of seconds, when we spoke the word of faith, over 5,000 Muslims and Hindus were instantly filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues in one single second. That was significant for the Asia region. Never in the history of the truth being preached in the Asia region had they ever had a 5,000 soul revival of Muslims and Hindus. But I told the crusade team that night when we got together, there was such an excitement about what God had done. And I told them, I said, "Brothers and sisters," I said, "that is a small drop in the bucket. A very small drop in the bucket. When you look at a 7 billion soul revival that we must have before the coming of the Lord." That's why God, we don't have time to celebrate and kick back and relax over small victories. God is building an army of radically apostolic people who hunger and thirst after the Spirit, who desire to walk in demonstration and power. Yes, we're going to have miracles here tonight, but that is a very small thing. What if God raised up 100 apostolic soldiers in this room tonight? What if in this room right now, every man, every woman, and every child felt the impartation of the gifts of the Spirit come upon them and began to lay hands on the sick in Walmart and in the grocery store? What if every man and every woman and every child in this room said, "I have made up my mind. I don't want to hear about miracles. I want my own miracles. I want my own signs and wonders." What if? Oh, I wish somebody would get on your feet and act like an army that has made